All right, recording started.
All right, so welcome to the April 1st meeting of the Diversity, Civility, and Inclusion Working Group. Everybody is welcome to this meeting and all of our other Hyperledger meetings and sub-communities. Everybody has to abide by the code of conduct and the antitrust policy. And we can get right into the agenda, so we can just sort of pick up where we were discussing before we started the recording about broadening the participation with the working group. And so, David, I'll just let you repeat what you were saying before we got underway.
Sure. So just to repeat, yeah, I think if we do some concrete plans, as we had talked about at the last meeting, such as doing picking one or two or more themed diversity campaigns around other things that are happening, such as we had already flagged some things like Spanish Heritage Month. We could translate some stuff into Spanish and run a campaign around that and drive geographic diversity, or I think, you know, we identified a number of other, like Pride Month or Deaf History Month. I think those are great ideas, and I think that would, I think if we get, the more concrete we get with what's going on in the group, I think the more likely we can engage people. I think when the ask is, hey, help us fix diversity in the community, that's maybe overwhelming for people. But if it's, hey, help us do this specific thing on this specific time for, you know, this specific month, you know, maybe we'll be able to drive contribution. And to go to what you had said about Karsten, I mean, that could be, if he does respond to you, that could be really interesting for you to hear. Like, why has he dropped off? Like, if we get a sense for the people who had shown up, why they're maybe not as present, maybe we could address some of those, you know, bits of feedback.
Yeah.
Like, was it just too abstract for Karsten and he didn't see it going somewhere, or was it something else, or?
Yep. So to that end, I think part of the goal here is that, at least for what I had in mind for the Pride Month, so we'll kind of jump down a little bit in the agenda since we're already going there, is to reach out through the marketing committee. So the way that we're organized, for those who aren't familiar, is that all of the member companies, and for that matter, the projects, are welcome to participate in the marketing committee. And that does tend to be the member companies. And presumably a lot of them have activities already scheduled around some of these calendar events like Pride Month. And one that comes to mind that I know I've seen is at fairs or festivals for Pride Month. You'll see a lot of companies that are just at those activities recruiting. And so if we've got member companies doing that, clearly Hyperledger is already a part of their strategy. And so if we can encourage them to bring some of our DCI collateral to their tables, that helps them simultaneously recruit for their company's interests as well as Hyperledger.
And I think that's a smart idea. And I was just checking the calendar. Maybe that's a good action. We could, it looks like the next marketing committee call is in 2 weeks, if I saw that correct, if I read that correctly. So maybe we put a slide or two together about what the DCI group is and what we've done and what we're planning for 2020. Maybe flag some of these, you know, months and talk about the diversity campaign and start recruiting from there and at that time.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you've got the calendar there in front of you. Looks like we've had Karen join. Hey, Karen.
Yes, hi, Dan. Hi, Lindsay.
Hey, Karen.
Good timing. I didn't see when you popped in there. Did you hear what we were saying about the marketing committee?
No, I didn't.
Okay. So we're talking about what we do for lining up events through the rest of the year. So we've got a good roadmap of activities. And one of the nearer term things would be Pride Month in June. And what we talked about previously was that we've gone to the developer contributor community a few times now. And what we haven't done is reached out into the marketing community. Mm-hmm. And so if we can connect with the member companies who are already doing campaigns during Pride Month, we can perhaps attach Hyperledger DCI messaging to those and simultaneously recruit for Hyperledger as well as whatever the company's strategic interests are that related to Hyperledger.
Yeah, so, definitely. Good idea.
Yeah, agreed. So Dan, is that a call? I don't remember. Or is that a call you normally go to, or is that a call you could go to? Should we plan to maybe present there?
Yeah, we should definitely plan to do that. I haven't normally attended that call, but there's no reason that I can't.
Okay. Do you have it on your calendar? Does it help for me to forward that info to you, or?
Yeah, actually, it would help.
Let me see if I can add you. Let me go to the calendar right now. Okay, let me know if that shows up for you. I just sent you an invite for the 14th.
Thank you.
And I would just say that Jess puts the agenda together for that. I mean, if we have a slide or two, we can just give Jess a heads up so she can include that. I mean, I could start a thread with her today and mention that if that's helpful or.
Yeah, giving her a heads up is good. Okay, so let's maybe bounce back to the top of the agenda, and we can come back into this. So we had some action items from last time. One was we wanted to close the survey. So we'd had a community survey going so that we could measure what the diversity of the community was and try to get some other indicators of the health of the community about inclusivity and civility. And so we closed that off around the time, or we sort of wrapped that up just after Global Forum, which was last month. And so anyway, David, you were going to look into that account. Were you able to do that?
Yeah. So unfortunately, Elisa or Tracy aren't here. They're the one. So I had connected them with Rye to get the access to it. And if I remember correctly from the email thread from 2 weeks ago, they were, but it would be nice to get, just confirm with them that they have, how about I'll follow up on that thread just to see. I'm just making it up to myself to reach out to Tracy and Elisa to make sure they have what they need. I think they do, but I'll just confirm.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we wanted to close that down and make sure that we weren't getting late responses, since we feel like we'd already gotten the majority that we were going to get, and then Elisa has some people that are used to processing the data from these to help us extract some conclusions.
Yeah, I mean, that was my understanding on the next steps. Elisa had offered to do the analysis once she got the data, and yeah, so let's confirm that she has the data, and then we can ask her next, when she feels like she'll have a response back to us about what she's done with the data once she's gotten it.
Okay, great. So the next thing is I was supposed to send out a note or build out the wiki here a little bit with some of the topics that we had come up with, and I only sort of did that a little bit. We already had at the top of the wiki, and I'll copy this agenda into the Zoom chat here. So that's the link for the agenda that we're working on right now. But if that will also take you to the DCI space of the wiki, and at the top of that we've got already a DCI event ideas section. And we'd done some activities around Global Forum, and some of that was centered on one of our original goals for the year, which was improving the gender diversity across Hyperledger. And so now we've had some small successes on that, which is good. And so now we're trying to build out of that into some other areas. And so I only put in the gist of what we talked about there for Pride Month, and I haven't added anything for the other sections. But I think what I'll ask is that, David, if you wouldn't mind doing something similar to start to frame out what we could do for Hispanic Heritage Month.
Sure.
And then I don't remember if we had a volunteer for accessibility or not last time.
Yeah, I don't remember if anybody raised their hand for that. We certainly discussed it, but I don't remember if we had an owner for it. That could be a good follow-up on the list to try to drive more discussions there.
Where is the list of the different months?
A couple of the ideas are in the agenda here. Let me drop.
Oh, in the agenda. I have the agenda.
Okay, great. Those are the ones that we felt like were most relevant from our last discussion.
In the agenda from March 18th, there's a link to one calendar that's got different events on it, but it's certainly not an all-encompassing calendar. So that was just sort of a feeder for some ideas. But one thing that we talked about was not trying to go do too many things, because with the size of our group and the speed that we interact, you know, it's probably hard to do something more than once every couple of months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this Deaf History Month, for example, is this month now, so April. So there's clearly not enough time to act on that directly for this month, but there's definitely some accessibility activities that we could do that are related to coming up with, let's say, guidelines for projects. So when they're doing user interface design, how can they build those out? And so one activity that we would go for would be recruiting subject matter experts from the community who already know how to do accessibility design, and getting them to either present to some of our development communities or helping generate guidelines that could be circulated amongst those developer communities. So those are examples of ideas that I should try to capture in the wiki, and then also try to encourage some ownership elsewhere in our group.
Yeah.
Do you know that when diversity is in Jessica's calendar for promotion?
I do not.
That would be a good question. One of the outcomes to go to the marketing committee for, to try to sync those efforts up a little bit more.
Let me ask her.
So Dan, I will take a pass at the Hispanic Heritage Month one, and I'll also send a note to the list when I've done that. I don't think there's any way for people on the list to know that the wiki's been updated unless we let them know. So I'll just send a note and encourage people. And if you may take a pass and want to send the note too, maybe that will drive some discussions.
Yeah, that's great. I could just add on to your note or whatever. Okay, and then we haven't talked about Grace Harper yet. Had you added that, David?
Oh, sorry, I misspelled it. Yeah, Grace. Yes, this was just coming up. The LF wanted to, sounds like we're wanting to do something this year for that. I mean, I guess everything's up in the air with events right now, obviously, so we don't know exactly what that looks like. Throwing out the idea, are other people planning to do something similar? Is this something we could coordinate on? Is there something, hoping this would maybe be a larger call with more people, but I don't know, as far as, you know, Dan, you know, are from your end, is that something that's, you know,
So Grace Hopper was pretty big, last year, at least as far as people that we interact with, they were attending there. I think all of our companies tend to have some representation or sponsorship there, so that could be a really good one for us too. And it's definitely far enough out that
we can plan.
Yeah, it looks like it's scheduled for end of September, beginning of October.
Okay, maybe I'll move that up into, I guess that can be an action I can take. I can put that under the events idea section. And then when I send my note to the list, I'll flag those two things.
Cool.
Okay, so I just found the list. So for our monthly editorial themes, DCI is in June because of Pride Month. So, like our we will already be doing things around content on that. The more we can amplify there is good. And just for, like, FYI, so March is women because of International Women's Day. And then the other one that's sort of related to that is December is social impact, which isn't really DCI, but like we could.
Sure, do something.
If we wanted. Yeah. And then the other ones are like, you know, supply chain, fintech, things like that. But so June would definitely be a good thing to kind of do a lot for, I think.
Perfect. So one of the things that you'll see at the top of the agenda, Lindsay, is we've got some logos. We've got messaging that we hope is prominent across Hyperledger that's supposed to help build inclusivity and make people feel welcome. And so that's an example of some of the things that we produce, and then we try to get that filtered out into the individual development projects and marketing efforts and the events that we support. So I don't want to necessarily put you on the spot if you're not comfortable with it, but if you had some ideas, Lindsay, coming into this meeting about what we'd be talking about, what you hoped we would be talking about, what you'd like to hear us talk about or take action on, certainly love to hear from you as a new voice here.
Sure. Yeah. So, I was kind of, and you guys might have already crossed this bridge, but I was kind of hoping I would hear at least a debrief of maybe any action items or pertinent highlights that came out of the global forum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can go through that. We did that, I guess we didn't do that this time, so we went through that a little bit last time, but I'm happy to go through it. So one of the highlights for kicking off Global Forum was the Diversity Happy Hour that was sponsored by Accenture, and one of our regular contributors here, Elisa, isn't here at the moment, but she helped organize that along with some other folks. And that was, primarily gender themed, would you guys say?
Oh no, it was everything.
It was broader than that, it felt like. But yeah.
Everything. So they so originally what was planned for that, from what I understand, and David and Dan had more up to date information because I was out before that, but was a workshop on biases that would help whoever's participating in the workshop understand implicit bias on anything that we have biases for. And because of the early coronavirus indications, like that workshop would have involved people really sort of, I don't know, mingling more, even though we still did mingle. they sort of changed that into more of a trivia night. And so they made a trivia game that had trivia about people from different, geographic backgrounds, women, men, different ableisms, different everything.
Which ended up being fun.
Sorry, go ahead.
And it ended up being fun. It was a nice...
Yeah, it was super fun. I think it was, I learned a lot. I think like the format could be different maybe if we do it in the future, but it was definitely something where I think people were exposed to, people who have accomplished and done different things that we didn't realize.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that was the kickoff, and then throughout the venue space, we had our DCI messaging through there. We had at least one talk that was focused on DCI. It was given by Tracy Kurt and Swetha, who also aren't on the call at the moment. But they gave a really good talk on how you grow an inclusive community with some really specific recommendations for people that are involved in the projects and what it's like kind of on both sides of that, whether you're the maintainer trying to encourage more growth in your community or whether you're somebody that's new to a community, what that is like. And their talk, along with all the other talks, are available on YouTube now.
Yeah, I just dropped that link in the chat.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks so much.
And I guess one thing that we haven't talked about that I'm glad you asked about this for, Lindsay, is we also made videos at Global Forum for the different working groups and projects. So these are like 2-minute intro videos to help people get acquainted with what goes on in those different sub-communities. And so we made one for this working group, for the DCI working group. And I've seen the draft of the video and it's very nicely edited. I don't know when those go live. I don't know if anybody happens to know that.
I don't have the timing. I don't know, McCarran, maybe you know.
Marta is working on that. I don't know.
Yeah, Marta. Marta was on point for that. So anyway, I've seen the draft. It looks like it's ready to go. So I think it's just a matter of when they go live with those. Then we can circulate the link for that as well and get that up on our wiki too. Any other DCI outcomes that come to mind for Global Forum? Is that the kind of thing that you were looking for, Lindsay, or you were looking more for like project data?
No. I was looking for after actions, like maybe any new initiatives that the group would be working on because of maybe findings or projects that were presented there or talks that we had or something like that. But you answered the question.
Well, and you bring up, I mean, I would encourage you to watch that video from Tracy and Swetha that Dan talked about. I mean, one thing that I would like to do to follow up on that is to take, they had really great content. And I think it would be a shame if we just left it in that video somewhere. I mean, yes, it's available for people to find, but it's, you know, you kind of have to seek it out. Like, how do we take the content and the suggestions and the guidelines that they had and make that easier to digest for people, get it in front of people more who are running the projects so that they can, you know, figure out ways where they can make their projects more inclusive. You know, is this something that gets translated into, you know, like a guide on the wiki, you know, versus just some video that somebody has to spend, you know, an hour sitting through? Or like, how do we make this information, you know, more present in the community?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's probably all sorts of ways to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to sign Tracy and Swetha up for an action item or two that into a blog or
as well,
guidelines.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, Lindsay, just to give you context, like we didn't meet as a working group there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, this group helped provide some ideas for that happy hour, for example, for what to do at Global Forum, but we didn't meet at Global Forum and have like a workshop and you know, work on what we're going to do together. That's what we do regularly on these calls. But just sort of as a something to point out, though, in planning for the event from the Hyperledger like staff point of view, also the planning committee that was put together in terms of picking speakers and such, there was definitely a real attention being made to making sure that the speakers were from diverse sets of people.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
If you look at our first Global Forum, you know, we had just started kind of talking about these kinds of things then. And we did a diversity happy hour at the first Global Forum, and certainly always considered speakers as well, but like this group wasn't formed then yet. And, And so, like, we were just sort of starting to talk about, you know, wanting to incorporate DCI more. And so since the last Global Forum in December 2018, this group formed, it became a much, you know, prominent piece of the conversation and how we want to promote DCI in our community. And I think looking at the last Global Forum to this one, you know, there was definitely some improvements and new things and changes that were made that wasn't there before.
Yeah, the keynote panel jumps out to me as something that was, this was a visually more diverse panel, just, you know, looking at it without without other context. So as far as other action items that I guess they don't necessarily originate from Global Forum, but the survey that we wrapped up at that time, one of the things that we want to do is look at the data from that survey and see what indicators that gives us for other areas to focus on. And so that's data that's not been processed yet, but it's actually pretty much visible. I think there's a link in last session's minutes that will take you to the raw data. And
is this the survey that they did during their talk?
No. So they did a few different surveys during the talk just to get feedback on specific points that they were raising there. It was kind of a cool technique that they used. But we were doing a DCI survey through Q1. Roughly. Mm-hmm. And that was the modification of the developer survey that Tracy had run a couple mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we used Global Forum as sort of the last push of, hey, we've got this survey out there. This is your last chance as people in the community to get your voice recorded in that.
Okay, and so we've gotten, you know, a number of responses now?
Yeah, so we capped out close to 100. So we had a little bit of discussion about what would be a good number, but I don't remember where we bottomed out on that. But basically that's the number that we have is about 100 responses.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good to look at it with everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So one of the things that Elisa offered is that at Accenture they've already been doing their own variations of that same kind of survey, and they're used to processing the results for that. And so she has somebody who's got that skill set, and so she volunteered that individual to us. So I'll be looking forward to getting whatever results that person is able to process for us.
Lindsay, is this the first time you're joining this call?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm joining this one. I usually I participate and you know this, I've attended the hackathon in New York, but I usually participate in the other sort of Yeah, social impact group.
Yeah.
Good to see you back, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. So it's awesome to have you here. I'd love to have, I think it'd be great to have you, you know, participate in this group because I think your perspective on what some ideas we could be doing, you know, I know this is your first meeting, you're kind of wanting to know like, okay, what is everyone doing? What's going on? Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty open and there's definitely room for you to provide input and contribute ideas and help direct what we do. So we'd love to hear, you know, maybe, I don't know if you have taken the, is the survey closed, Dan?
You know what? I think I might have actually taken it if Elisa the one who was given it?
Yes.
Yeah, she interviewed me for it.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's actually a separate thing. So Accenture was doing their own interviews and surveys for sort of, they look broadly, I think, across the blockchain ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And then just within the Hyperledger community, we were running our own survey.
Got you. So okay.
That's what was going on during Q1. And I think that survey should be closed now, but David might know more explicitly.
My understanding, again, I had to go revisit the email thread, but after the last call, yeah, that's what we had asked Rye to do and give him access and give Tracy and Elisa access.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll make it a point, Karen, to your point, and go back and look at some of the meeting notes and look at the materials that were produced by Accenture and see if any ideas come to mind, and definitely be on the next meeting ready to get in the game.
Great. That's great.
That's wonderful. And so what we've been doing is meeting roughly every other week. So it should be this same time, 2 weeks from now on Wednesday. Cool.
I can definitely
Thanks
do
for
that.
Joining and being interested in helping us out.
Absolutely. You know, this is a passion, a focus of mine for sure. I didn't know if you heard in the beginning of the call, but I'm no longer in Boston. I actually moved to San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
You're close to David then.
Yep. I'm looking forward to meeting him. But, you know, like I had it on my calendar and then COVID had other plans.
Yeah. Well, when we can get back and, you know, meeting with people, yeah, there's an active San Francisco Hyperledger meetup group. You're certainly welcome to attend. We had been meeting about every 2 months. So, yeah, sign up and we'll keep you in the loop on when.
Cool. Have you guys ever, I don't know if we do any like sort of collaborative sort of meetups or meetings with other tech companies in the area or anything like that. Do we, how are the local sort of meetups usually focused? Do they focus on a different topic every time or is it sort of?
Yeah, let me drop a different setup? If you want to, this might answer your question. If you go back and look at the past events for the San Francisco group, for example, you can see here, I'm dropping it. In the
cool.
Chat.
Okay.
And then, yeah, if you join that, we'll broadcast opportunities, you know, when we get going. And we'll also share out virtual meetups to people who are signed up to the meetup groups. But it's a mix. You can, you know, you can, for example, take a look at the last one we had, the last physical one we had in February. We had somebody from Workday and somebody from Amazon Web Services, two presenters speak about what they're doing with the Hyperledger technology. So it's very often you know, use case driven, like here's a challenge and this is how we solved it and this is the tools we used. But it's a mix. Sometimes there's more technical ones. People do more of a demo or a how-to, and it there's a range.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds like pretty much what we've seen in Minneapolis and some of the ones that I've been when I've traveled around for Hyperledger. It's just a real mix of, you know, it's whoever's willing to volunteer to give a talk, and
totally.
As long as that talk fits totally. Into the general concept of blockchain and Hyperledger, and
exactly. So it's very community driven, bottoms up, whatever it is that people want to step up to talk about.
Cool. All right.
Okay. Well, with that, I think we've run through the agenda for this week, and we've got some action items coming out of this. And we will look forward to making progress on those over the next couple weeks and then talk about the results of those next time.
Sounds good.
Great. Bye, guys.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye, Karen.
Have a great day.